young lady.
Well, we might.
It's an old surplus D-45.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still have the Dumas Milner people and also the Lear Siegler Company. And I'm trying to get Ed Linkenhogger on the phone. He's kind of interested in a Lodestar, and I thought he'd be a good one for us to kind of push out a little bit on this one.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his little Beach Baron a while back.
What happened?
He started to take off in a thunderstorm, and a wind gust caught him. Tore the airplane down a bit, wasn't injured. But it sure did tear his airplane over me.
Where was he taking off from?
Up here at this ranch at Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
May I offer congratulations for all the good words I hear on the things you're doing?
Well, I sure appreciate it, Bill. I'm doing my best, working mighty hard.
People are mighty happy.
They crowd me a little bit up yonder, and I expect we ought to try to close something this week if we can.
All right, sir. We'll try real hard. Let's see. I'm going to Pueblo, Colorado in the morning and back in tomorrow afternoon. And I'll get a hold of every one of these people I can, maybe so I can call some of them while I'm in Pueblo waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you taking a flight up there or something?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, what, do you haven't been able to get Ed to answer your call?
Well, I haven't been able to run him down. He wasn't in Corpus, so I've tried the ranch at Bernie, and the girl in Corpus said that he was on one ranch or another, and she didn't know which one, but she gave me the numbers, and no answer at those places.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can run him down, get back to kind of off the holidays here.
What are these people, Muntz Milner, what do they say?
Dumas Milner. They like the Lodestar real well. And they like the high useful load that we have on this one. They feel like that it will do the job they want to do down in the island. Carry a lot of people and not too long a distance.
Mm-hmm. Well, why in the hell don't they buy it?
Well, we're trying to work it out. He's been down in the Bahamas for the holidays, and he's due back in this week or early next week, and we'll make a decision on it then.
Has the market improved any?
The whole aviation market seems to show a little improvement. I believe business confidence has gotten better. It hasn't had any big startling improvement, but I'm getting more calls for larger aircraft. People are in a better mood as far as spending some money on that type of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you try to give me a ring if you can before I leave here. I'll probably leave Saturday afternoon.
All right, sir. I'll
see. Tell me and see what we can do and see if we can touch any of them up.
I talked to Mr. Kellum and told him that I feel like that if we were to get a 25 offer, that would be $10,000 the other amount. And if we could get 35, so much better. But I haven't made any price under 35.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get the best offer I can, of course.
Yeah, well, I'd sure do it. I think it's worth 35.
Well, I know it.
Don't you?
Yes, sir. If you went to equip one like it, it would cost more than 35.
Oh.
It has 25,000 worth of electronic equipment on it.
You know, the Kerr McGee's Lodestar caved in up here today. Did you hear about it?
That was in the 18.
What's that?
The big beach craft.
No, it's Lodestar.
Oh?
Yeah. Kerr McGee's Lodestar, the back wheel. He went in the ground loop with it.
Yes, sir, I understood that.
But it's a Lodestar, they told me. And I looked at it, and it looked just like ours.
Well, it has the twin tail just like ours, that's right.
But you think it's a beach?
Yes, sir. I checked on it.
Oh, darn, what happened? The pilot just didn't know how to handle it?
I think they dreaming. Sounded like.
Okay, much obliged.
All right. Happy New Year, dog.
Same to you.
Everybody.
All right.
All
Say, listen, Bill, you reckon if I could sell that to the governor, you'd fly him a little?
Yes, sir, I'd be happy to.
Mm-hmm. We ought to proposition him.
All right, sir, will do, and I'm all for him. I could expend a lot of effort there.
Well, I just tell him he's worried about these two pilots, you know, and how much it costs and monthly, and he can't afford, the state won't pay him. And
well, we could work that out where it'd just be when he used the airplane and kind of on the basis you and I have worked it, and
yeah,
be to his advantage.
Yeah. What does your co-pilot cost you, 25 a day?
30 normally.
30 a day?
Yes, sir.
And if he'd probably use it 10 days a month, you guess?
I doubt if he'd use it that much, sir. Of course, during the campaign, yes, I guess he would.
10 days a month, that'd be $300. What did he use, 90 gallons an hour?
Yes, sir.
What does that gas cost, 40 cents?
It costs about 44. You get a 5 cent rebate on that 100 octane, your state rebate.
Well, now, he won't have much maintenance for a long time with these two new motors, will he?
No, sir. It would require probably an annual inspection in the next 60 to 90 days. But then after that, he shouldn't have any maintenance.
What are those annual inspections cost?
Oh, I think we should get by for about $1,600.
How do you like your little Queen Air?
Oh, they're wonderful airplanes.
Have you seen ours?
Yes, sir, uh-huh.
It's pretty as a pup, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It's real pretty. Yeah, Dale's real happy.
Okay, much obliged.
All right, sir.